It's all Bills all day. Buffalo Bills Football Friday, exclusively on WGR Sports Radio 550.
Brought to you by Tops Friendly Markets. Score big savings and elevate your food game.
Hand off to Cook, going to try to bounce it outside. It's a race to the pylon, and he's in for a 2-yard touchdown run. Throws, has Kincaid lunging into the end zone for the touchdown. Back to pass, blitz coming. Wide open, Ray Davis, 45-50, 45-40. Still on his feet, he's going to go. 20-10-5, touchdown, Ray Davis.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on the home of the Bills. WGR Sports Radio 550.
All right, everybody, happy Football Friday. Did you stay up late to watch Baltimore and Cincinnati? We had a, first off, we got what we wanted. Listen, here, by the way, Football Friday brought to you by Salino Law. Car crash, call Salino, and by Crosby's Pizza and Subs. Start your game the Crosby's way. What?
I'm just looking at our one fantasy league. Is it going to be different on format? How many fantasy points Jamar Chase had last night?
Put it this way, I have a league where my buddy has Chase and Burrow. And he has 100 points.
Mike Shope in our league that we're in together has 94. He had Lamar and Chase. Chase had 61 points.
Yeah. He had like 50 at halftime. Oh my. Or no, sorry, 50 in the second half.
50 rather. In the second half.
50 in the second half. Yeah, Jamar Chase, pretty good. I feel like they should pay him.
Yeah, I was just, for whatever reason, tired last night. It's like, I'm going to bed at halftime. Let's see what happens at the beginning of the game. I saw 80 missed text messages the next morning, and realized it was in my fantasy football group chat. So I'm like, okay, something happened in the game, so I'm going to watch back the second. I watched the second half back this morning when I woke up. Wow. Those two teams can just play every primetime game for the rest of time, as far as I'm concerned.
Lamar in the fourth quarter, 11 of 13 for 197 and 3 touchdowns in the fourth quarter alone. And it was nuts. So I got two things from this game that are wild. The NFL... You know, the people that say, like, it's scripted and the script writers.
Yeah.
The weirdest thing that happened in this game, for me, is we had our third instance of a player caught a ball and got the same foot down twice before the other foot went down. It's the third time it happened in a week.
Right. After, like never happening ever before that.
I don't ever remember it happening.
Yeah, and then it's just starting to happen all the time.
It happened three times in a week now because Burrow got intercepted by a Ravens player who caught it and put one foot down, and then the other foot did hit, but they ruled that the second, whatever. It was a catch, and yet it wasn't a catch. This guy was closer to getting 3 feet than he was to getting 1 foot.
Right.
But because the second foot that hit was the same foot, it was incomplete again. It boggles my mind that I can't ever remember thinking about that as a problem, and it's happened three times now. So that's the first part that's weird. The second part that's weird is this last Sunday, we saw four teams have the chance to go for two and go for the win, and none of them did. Road teams, Miami at Buffalo, Tampa Bay at Kansas City, you know, the talking point was, what do you have to lose? Come on, your season's toast. You might as well... And then what happens last night? The Bengals do it.
Yeah. They went for it.
They went for it. And they didn't get it, and it should have been penalized. You know, the Ravens should have been penalized. They should have had another crack at it. But I'm just, like, that game was crazy.
The game was crazy.
The game was drunk, or the game was whatever the kids say. Like,
yeah.
It was absolutely nuts. Neither of those teams can play defense. And that's, to me, the big story. Like, you might look at that and think about Baltimore's offense, and you would be right to. Or Cincinnati's offense, and you'd also be right too.
They couldn't stop either quarterback, especially. Like, running games were nothing in that game. Henry averaged 4.3 yards a carry. Chase Brown on the Cincinnati side averaged 3.2 yards per carry. It was all just the two quarterbacks were just slinging it back and forth.
Slinging it to their weapons. And these two teams have a lot of weapons. So... What's, you know, if you're the Bills,
the defenses are bad.
The defenses are terrible. It's Lamar's worst defense of his career in Baltimore. He's never had a worse defense while being the quarterback of the Ravens.
It might be part of the reason why he's on pace now. I think he's on pace to beat his career high in passing yards by like 800. Hmm. But what in part is happening because of that? It's because they're not, I mean, he has to throw it more, doesn't he? Last night, maybe in a different season, Last night, instead of four passing touchdowns and 290 yards, maybe that's a 190-yard, two-touchdown game because they get ahead early and the Bengals just can't score on every touchdown like they did. No. It felt like you can't stop throwing the ball because they're going to come down the field and score on the next drive. And they were doing it quick, right?
Yep.
Two touchdowns of 40 yards or more.
The Ravens are built on explosive plays. And
yeah.
It's one thing about
the Ravens or the Bengals?
Both of them, actually.
Both of them, yeah.
The Ravens, definitely. They're both built on explosive plays. The Bengals, I mean, the huge plays to Chase last night were nuts. So, whatever. Like, we watched the Sabres win and score six.
I was going to say, they scored a lot, too, last night.
Right? Yeah. It's a funny night. So, plenty on the Sabres. Paul's actually joining us at 6:30 this morning. So, we got a Sabres segment coming up for you. Next segment. He's up early on the trip back from New York. We'll have Paul at 6:30. But so that's why we'll start with the Ravens. The thing about the Ravens that is the scariest, and I guess this is what I would get to. If you're a Bills fan watching that game last night, what's your takeaway? What's your ultimate thing you think about the Bills after watching a game like that?
Okay, because relating it to the Bills, my immediate takeaway is just that Lamar is playing the best football of his life right now.
Yes. And
he is from the pocket. Like, and he still has these plays during the game where the one where he gets down to the 1 yard line where he's toe tapping the sideline all the way down.
Unbelievable play.
He's so, right. There are running plays that still blow your mind even in a game like this.
He was dead to rights dropping back at the 30 and yeah. He got to the 1.
Right. It's insane. But he stood in the pocket and shredded the Cincinnati secondary last night. Like he had some time to throw, but he was just putting the ball with his arm wherever he wanted to. Like if you're someone, I don't think there's many out there that still doubt him as a passer. But if there's any holdovers on that, and you watched that game last night, like he was just cooking the whole night, passing the ball.
Yep.
And I think that on that level, he's playing better than he ever has. He now has the weapons to do it too. I know Johnson didn't play a lot last night. RIP our parlay.
He did play.
He played a couple snaps,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he got a couple balls thrown his way, yep. Yeah, Lamar's on pace for his QBR is the highest. Here are his career highs.
Yeah.
It's second highest QBR. But right now, he's got 20 touchdowns and 2 picks passing. Allen, 17.
24 after last night.
Oh, okay, those aren't added in. Sorry, I was at Pro Football Reference. I thought those would be added in. 24-2.
24-2.
And Allen is 17-2.
Right.
And the reality is, if Allen had a defense as bad as that one, he might have 24-2. That's a big part of this. And that's a big part of we watched the Bills and the Ravens play, and the one thing we did not get out of that game was the Bills had no answer for the Baltimore defense, and I almost want to treat that as a non-event because the Baltimore defense is terrible if you have adequate weapons, and the Bills didn't that night. Shakir was banged up, and Amari Cooper's not on the team. And Keon Coleman had not exactly popped off yet. So, like, trying to play the Ravens and figure out how you're going to keep up with the Ravens, the Bills, then again, they were also in the mix until there was a trick play where Josh Allen got blasted on a Curtis Samuel throw. So, what do I get out of the Ravens? My question might be, can the Bills keep up with them? If there's a 13 seconds game to be had,
yeah,
a redux of 13 seconds in this postseason, that's Bills Ravens.
That's right? The matchup for it,
isn't it? Those are the two best quarterbacks right now. Say what you will about Mahomes, of course, being the best, being the GOAT, blah 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 blah. He's not having the best year. Allen and Jackson are both having insane years. They are insane creators, and if these two met in the playoffs, both defenses are, I would say, down from where they normally are. The Bills is not bad. It's closer to the middle than it normally is. And Baltimore's is just flat out bad. They have a bad defense.
Right.
So
with Amari Cooper, that game you would think earlier in the season would be different.
It would be different.
And you would hope they could do what Cincinnati did last night, which is just, can I get the ball to my top receiver that they can't cover? Because that's what last night was. Cooper is not Jamar Chase.
No one is.
the whole Cincinnati game was just, we have a receiver you can't cover at all. And maybe the Bills, it could be more of, we have two guys, three guys that you can't handle all at the same time. Remember, I know Sal's pointed this out every time that game comes up, Shakir got an ankle injury on the first drive of that football game. So it wasn't even just you didn't have Cooper in that game. You had Shakir playing through an ankle injury that held him out of the next football game.
Yeah.
So he was definitely not the same, and he's been your most reliable pass catcher. So you had Coleman, but that was kind of it. And even if you think back to that game, we all remember the trick play, right?
Oh, yeah.
The trick play was the thing that killed the game. They were on their way back to they were at least on their way back to making it competitive. Down 11 in their territory, third quarter, like, all right, here we go. Here comes the game. And then they just, I mean, it was over after the trick play. So you add Cooper in, you add Shakir being healthy, and I feel like the Bills are capable of doing what Cincinnati did last night, where you're going toe-to-toe, and it comes down to a one play. Comes down to one play. Comes down to one bounce.
The only difference between
the
Bills and Cincinnati is Cincinnati had how many plays of 40 yards?
They had, well, I know Burrow had two.
Okay.
And Burrow had at least two.
How many do the Bills have on the year? Like 40-yard plays. This is still not an offense that explodes.
Right.
It's an offense that moves down the field in chunks, 20 yards at times. Shakir, you know, we talk about all the yak, but it's not yet a big play offense.
Yeah.
Is that fair?
I think so. Isn't part of that that they don't have a single player that can run by defenses like Chase did last night? Chase had on his touchdown where he caught it over the middle and then ran through a hole and just sped by the entire Ravens secondary. He had, according to Next Gen Stats, a 0.9% chance of scoring a touchdown on that play when he caught the football.
Yeah.
And there might be, this isn't even really a criticism, because there might be five human beings in the league that can score a touchdown on that play like Chase did, but the Bills don't have one of them.
I also might flat out be wrong on this. It feels like the Bills don't
have some.
Well,
a bunch?
If you go by 40-plus yard passes,
yeah.
Burrow has 9, and like a bunch last night. Hurts, Jackson, Purdy, Love, Allen.
Okay.
6. So they're not off. Right. They're not that far
what
off.
Are the 6?
What are the 6? There's a couple.
Is the Ray Davis pass against the Jets down the field?
That's going to be one.
That's funny.
I mean, there's probably
there's two Ray Davises.
There's two Ray Davises. The Ty Johnson might be 40
What's
yards.
What's the second Ray Davis one?
Jets.
That was the one I just said.
Oh.
What was the other one?
Last week, 63-yard touchdown pass.
Oh, right. That was a pass. Okay,
so
right.
Ray Davis has 2 of your 40-yard catches. Keon has at least 1.
Okay. Shakir against the Ravens.
Yep.
Against the sideline. Okay. All right.
But
there's a few here.
Most of those plays are, well, not the Coleman one and not the Davis one, are Josh creating.
Yeah.
And I think that's the one thing that separates right now this Bills offense from maybe Cincinnati, maybe Baltimore, the top end weapon-wise, is that while we get plenty of yak from this team, the schemed, I listened to the afternoon show, and Nate was in for Shope, and he and Bulldog were talking about this, the schemed shot plays, those are not exactly a regular part of the Bills offense right now. So maybe that's coming. Then again, maybe the Bills feel like their formula they're playing with right now would get Baltimore or Cincinnati to be more conservative, more careful. It's just a different style of game. You know, you grind it out a little bit more. But, man, Baltimore is – what Baltimore is, and there's points on this and data on this. While Derrick Henry is having an unbelievable season, when it doesn't work for him, they don't miss a beat. They're fine. Their passing game is amazing.
Yeah.
Their offense is one of the best offenses of the last 20 years.
Yeah. That is where, this by the way is where, like, when they, their first couple of years where they were great in the regular season and they would kind of stumble in the playoffs and you looked at the build of their offense, the Greg Roman Ravens teams and no receivers whatsoever, just in my mind this is always what they should have been doing with Lamar. Getting him weapons, spreading it out, he still runs the ball but it's more on scrambles, right? And let him be the offense. And Henry has games, but you last night, like Lamar, would you think Henry coming in, Ravens return, I might have said this, returning to ground and pound, they want to go back to what they were before, and then right now Lamar's on pace for 4,500 yards, 41 passing touchdowns, 3 interceptions, 9 yards an attempt, 9.2 yards per attempt.
Yeah, it's nuts.
I mean, his best passing numbers of his career, easily. So, yeah, they're a wagon. They're a wagon. Like, I don't know how would the Bills stop them? It would have to be a shootout, wouldn't it?
You would think.
I don't know how anybody in the league would stop them right now. Because they are the one team that's built for, like, the Bills might be able to, as good as anybody, all right, we're gonna that passing game that nobody can stop right now. We're gonna stop it. We're gonna shut it down. We're not gonna let them get explosive plays over the top of us. And there are teams in the league where you can take that away, Miami maybe, and like, all right, go ahead, run the ball on us. We feel like you're not gonna be able to beat us doing that. Baltimore might be the one. That's why they're so tough to defend. Is if they just hand the ball off to Henry all day, and you even accomplish your goal of taking away their big explosive pass plays, you might still lose.
Yep.
They're tough, but you can score on them.
You can score. The Bills didn't, but you can.
Yeah.
That's a different Bills team. 803-0550, if there's any thought on this. I've got the New York Times playoff machine up on the Bengals. You, as we talked about who to root for in this game, thought, let's get the Bengals kind of out of the mix here.
I'm still happy about that.
Yeah. I mean, there was a case to be made for sure. Their chance to make the playoffs right now is 41%. Oh, hold on.
30, I thought, right? It was 30 yesterday, at least.
33%.
33.
Yeah. Because they sit at 4-6 now, and that's tough.
4-6, and that's a football team where, like, if you're the 2 and they're the 7, you play them in round 1, and that team...
Scary.
Look at some of their losses so far this year. They've lost to Baltimore by 1, they've lost to Baltimore by 3, and they've lost to Kansas City by 1.
Yeah.
When they're playing the other great teams, they're losing by 1 play.
And their next couple games, this is kind of fun for the Bengals. It's exactly who you want them to play if you want to figure out who's good.
Okay.
They play the Chargers and the Steelers.
To
talk about the...
That's good.
The Bengals' playoffs have started.
Yeah.
This is the playoffs. They finish Chargers, Steelers, Cowboys, Titans, Browns, Broncos.
Okay.
So we find out if they make the playoffs in the next 2 weeks. Because if they get a couple wins here...
Yeah.
That's the kind of team that could sweep their last 4 easy.
Yeah, because they probably can't drop more than...
2.
Maybe this is a 9-8 year. Maybe this is a 9-8 year because especially the last playoff team, even if I gave the top 6, you're all in. The last playoff team is going to be either the Bengals or a team that's not really that great.
Yeah.
Broncos, Colts, Jets. That's it. It's not going to be the Titans. Maybe the Dolphins climb back in. Like, that's where you're at. You're looking at the 2-win team list after those couple of teams.
803-0550. Good morning. Happy Football Friday. Bills and Colts will, of course, preview that game. And, you know, chat about the Sabres, too, who put together a nice win. Joe and I were walking into the building together, and I said to him, what's better, win a game, lose a game, win a game, lose a game, or win 3 games, lose 3 games, win 3 games, lose 3 games? You end up in the same place, but this might be more fun.
Yeah, I might rather take the roller coaster.
They won 2 in a row, and now you've got home games against Calgary and Montreal.
Yeah.
And after that, it's not that hard either. But their next 7 games.
I know.
If they don't do it now, they're not going to do it. That's the take. If they don't
do the big win streak now,
what's
the streak here? Calgary through Philly. That's next Saturday. So in the next 8 days, they play 4 teams that I think are all. Well, is Calgary good this year?
No, let me give it to you. The Calgary Flames are about the same as the Sabres.
Okay.
Montreal.
They're bad.
The Blues.
I don't know.
I don't know either, but they're probably not that good. It's whatever. Who cares? They can't be that good. Maybe they are. Check the standings. Flyers, yeah. Kings, Ducks, Sharks.
Those are all bad teams.
Bad.
Well, the Kings are good, but everything else.
The last time you played the Kings, you outplayed them.
Yeah, that's right. St. Louis is 7-7 on the year.
If not now, you won't do it. Now's the time. For the Sabres. These next 7 games. They've won 2 in a row.
Mm-hmm.
7-1-1. That's what...
7-1-1.
Let's go.
One.
Let's...
I mean, they won their last 2 games 11-2.
That's right. Mike in Tonawanda leads us off on this Football Friday. Hey, Mike, good morning.
Good morning, guys. All right, quick thing here. Do you guys believe that Allen's going to be like the Drew Brees of his generation and never win an MVP? Because, I mean, it seems like every time Allen has, like, a good season going, there's another quarterback that's having, like, a nuclear season. Or in the case, like, last year, you know, Allen, you know, he probably should have been MVP last year, but it went to Lamar and stuff. And it just seems like, you know, he's probably never going to win one. And I know it's about Super Bowls and probably not about the MVP for a lot of fans, but I feel like Allen's too good to not have any individual awards at this point, not even an offensive player of the year or anything like that, you know? And it just seems like, because like, right now I'm at the point right now where I kind of thrown in the towel of Allen winning the MVP for this year just based off last night how Lamar's playing. Maybe if the Ravens lose last night, you know, then you start looking at records-wise, maybe Lamar wouldn't get it. But then you still got Mahomes. You know, he might take off the second half of the season here and they're still undefeated. It just seemed like it for some reason, it's not going to be Allen ever. Even a 2020 season, he probably should have won it that year. But, I mean, I don't think Mahomes had a better year in 2020, but I don't know. Like, it just doesn't make too sense to me. But tell me what you guys think.
Thanks, Mike. It's tough. You know what that's life? That's life as Ernie Els the year he finished second to Tiger three times in majors.
Yeah.
I feel like that's, if I remember that correctly, like Ernie Els was on Tiger's tail.
That sounds
all the time. It was nuts. But that's what MVP is. You know, it's not a.
It's like 2020 was Allen's best season.
Yeah.
It was an MVP level season. Oh, Aaron Rodgers threw 48 touchdowns and 5 picks. Just
right.
Like, throw your hands up. What are you supposed to do?
Even Mahomes threw 38-6 that year.
Yeah.
An average 316 a game.
Yeah.
Rodgers had 48 touchdowns?
48 touchdowns, 5 picks that year. Like, just what are you supposed to do? That's going to win it. If you don't get 50, you know. But maybe what Lamar's doing right now. Lamar is going to have a statistical season that throw everything else out. Like, it's going to be tough to deny him. If he finishes on his current pace of 4,500 yards, 41 passing touchdowns, and 3 interceptions, he's winning MVP.
And how many rushing touchdowns?
I think he has 2 on the season.
Okay. Not that many.
Bump that up to 45 total touchdowns.
Yeah, that's MVP, probably.
55, over what, 5,500 total yards, maybe, or just below that?
That's one of these spots
he's
gonna
where win if that happens.
It helps to have a bad defense if you want to be an offensive MVP.
Yeah, I know.
803-0550. Thanks, Mike. I guess the solace, if you think that's going to happen, is the name you mentioned, Drew Brees, never won an MVP. I didn't know that.
Yeah, me neither. I would have assumed that he won it once.
I would never have thought of it because
he had the record for the most passing yards ever for a time before Brady played till 70.
That's right. He had that without a single MVP. And I guess that kind of speaks to our current environment where we focus on it a lot, or we think about it a lot, because we want him validated. If Brees never won the Super Bowl, he did win one Super Bowl. If he doesn't get that,
yeah,
then what's his reputation? And he's a stat monster.
Brees finished second in the MVP voting 4 times. He also had 2 Offensive Player of the Year awards.
Okay.
Which is interesting, because usually they don't give that to quarterbacks a lot. I know Mahomes won it a few years ago. You look at his... I mean, this is... he's like a totally different style than Allen, but in terms of the hardware... But again, if you get the Super Bowl, what are you going to do? Are Saints fans mad that Drew Brees never won an MVP? Maybe they are. I don't know.
They probably feel like he's not given enough credit, but they got a Super Bowl.
He played in the Brady Manning era, right? Like,
yep.
4 times second place, though, is maybe that's kind of wild. I wonder if he would have the record for that.
How many MVPs does Roethlisberger have?
I don't think he won one. Yeah, I don't believe he won one.
Okay. Part of the point there is, when I ask that and you're listening, do you remember or think about it? Like, we think about it in the... Jim Kelly did not, right?
No. Thurman did, though.
Thurman did. Back when running backs could win the award.
Yes.
Right. Paul Hamilton, when we get back. Football Friday. Ravens win. They hang on. The Bengals have been great this year. They've beaten bad teams. They lost to some good teams. They had a Burrow injury maybe earlier in the year they were dealing with. Anyway, 803-0550, their defense is bad. The Ravens' defense is bad. The AFC, you know, what a race we've got here. And the Bills have injuries. But next, Paul Hamilton on the Sabres, who went into New York and chased Shesterkin. Good work. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.